There's a song in our white book, Sweet Will of God, Still Fold Me Closer. Let's sing that together. Number 88. Stand as we sing. My sovereign will at last hath yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. And this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let in me thy will be done. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee. I'm tired of sin, footsore and weary, the darksome path hath dreary grown, but now a light has risen to cheer me. I find in thee my star, my sun. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee. I'm just reminded, just one other thought I think that's important as parents. And if you're not at this stage, parents or others, just, you don't have to listen. But for parents, you know, allow God to speak to your children and show them the way. Sometimes as parents, we try to maybe push our kids in a certain way, you know. I want my child to be this. I want my child to do that. And some of that, I'm sure, is good and it's done in love, but... But my parents never said to me, you should be a minister, or you should work at a church, or you should do that. They allowed God to speak to me. And I'm thankful for that. Because then the Lord made himself real to me. Actually, there came a time in my life where I had to live away from home for a year. I was in my mid-20s. And I think that was the best thing that could have happened to me. Because there was no longer mom or dad or my wonderful church family, and I say that with genuinely, they were not there with me. I was all the way across the country in Arizona. Nobody knew me. Nobody, you know, I could do what I wanted to do. And so then I had to make my choice. And not that I hadn't made my choice, but you understand what I mean? I had to now make my choice, not because mom or dad was watching, or big sister Ruth was watching. I had to make my choice, right? And so I'm so thankful for that my parents had that wisdom. Lord, you have to guide and direct Philip. And I believe they had that over all their children. And so we need to leave them in God's hands. And we direct them and guide them as best we can. Yes, we try to keep them from decisions that we know would be hurtful. But at the same time, they need to hear from God. And they're not all the same. None of my children are the same. They all look like their mother, their beautiful mother, and thank God for that. But they're not the same. But God can use us the way he has made us, okay? You got that already. I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself. I just emphasize. God can use us the way he has made us. Amen? Amen. And so we say, Lord, precious will. Oh God, thy precious will.
Thy precious will, O conquering Savior, doth thou embrace and compass me. All discord tossed, my peace a river, my soul a prison bird.
Feel it's right, we respond to God. And so just a simple, just raise your hand as we sing this chorus again, if that's your desire. I want to be in the center, Lord, of your will. And sometimes we get maybe a little bit out of center, right? We're just not right where we need to be. But God is faithful to nudge us and to convict us and remind us, this is where I want you to be. This is what I need you to do. And so let's just lift our hand, just one hand or two, however you like to do it, but let's just give ourselves to God. Sing that chorus again.
Sweet will.
Should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yes. To God be the glory. Yes. for the things he has done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he is going to do
yes,
in our
Lord.
Lives,
yes,
in the
Lord.
Lives of our families,
yes,
and
Lord.
In the lives of our churches and the people yes, that we love.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Paul, would you just pray with us in closing this morning?
We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful in bringing us the word, speaking to
yes,
us.
Lord.
We pray that we will be faithful to listen and to adhere to your word.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we can give ourselves afresh to you
yes,
each
Lord.
Day,
yes, Lord.
Each moment of every day. And we pray, oh God, that we will completely do your will.
Yes, Lord.
No matter what the cost.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name I pray.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. Praise God. It's amazing how time goes by so quickly. And so today is our last full day here at camp. Just one a number of announcements. First of all, if any of you have business to take care of at the office, please do that after this meeting. All right, Sister Elsie will be waiting for you. Praise God. The fishing tournament is still ongoing. So far, we have a 16-inch and a 12.5-inch. So that's the mark you need to beat, all right? And we'll cut that off. We'll end the tournament probably at noontime today, all right? Shuffleboard this morning. We have two more games of shuffleboard, or three, I'm not sure. If you're still haven't been eliminated, please go down to the boathouse. And this afternoon we'll do the volleyball on the beach, all right? Probably around 2 o'clock, 2:30. All right, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Thank God. I appreciate all the cooperation we've had at the beach and adhering to just the requirements for this time of just keeping to those first two swim zones. And it's deep enough, right? It's over your head. You can swim. Oh, he's not giving me a smile on that. Oh, man, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's continue to walk in his presence. And God is here. God is here. And he's drawing near to us and speaking to us. And so thank him for that. So let's walk with him today. God bless you.